This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. 16 Marines at Southern California's Camp Pendleton were called out of battalion formation in what military officials are calling a mass arrest involving human smuggling. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
On July 3rd, two Camp Pendleton-based Marines were arrested and accused of transporting undocumented immigrants. U.S. Border Patrol agents reportedly saw three immigrants jump into the Marines' car on Interstate 8 north of the border near Tecate. According to a federal complaint, the undocumented immigrants told agents they had agreed to pay the Marines $8,000 to take them north from the border to Los Angeles. Now officials say they've arrested 16 more Marines following an investigation into human smuggling. Another eight are being questioned about alleged involvement in drug offenses as part of a separate investigation. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. government intends to resume capital punishment after a 16-year hiatus. The Justice Department announced on Thursday there are plans to execute five death row inmates convicted of murder later this year. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The Justice Department has announced the executions of federal death row inmates will resume later this year. It will be the first time federal executions have been carried out since 2003. In 2014, President Barack Obama ordered a Justice Department review of capital punishment and issues related to lethal injection drugs. The department says the Bureau of Prisons has completed the review and executions can resume. The department says five inmates will be executed starting in December. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The inmates will be put to death using the drug pentobarbital. The U.S. is the only Western country where executions still take place. Tunisian Parliament Speaker Mohamed Annassour was sworn in as interim president of Tunisia on Thursday. It was hours after the death of President Baji Kaid Essebsi. You're listening to VOA News.